This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Hi, Miss Leah. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Rhonda. It's amazing. You're back.
I'm back.
You're back. I want to say thank you. Cap and I had a fabulous time last
week.
Having a good conversation. It's still my birthday month.
All right.
Even though last Saturday was the birthday, it is still my birthday month. Happy birthday to me. Next year is a pivotal one. We're going to party next year, though.
I like it. And she is still accepting lunches, dinners, coffee. So if you still would like to celebrate her this month,
you know, maybe I'm going for walks, though. Maybe not food. Maybe we go for walks in the park and we go walking and talking. I like that a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
You know, but last week we were talking about financial health. This week, I said that we were going to go into the political stuff, but I had to get the right person in here, and I think I got the right person.
All right.
Coming up during this political season. But since we were talking about financial health, makes sense to delve into, you know, talking about investing, you know, in real estate. And I got these two gentlemen in the studio with me. I want to tell you, first of all, I've known one of these gentlemen since I've been in Vegas.
That's a long time.
Yeah, probably since about 2006.
Mm-hmm.
2006, 2007.
Might have been before that.
To maybe 2004.
Four. It had to be.
It might have been. Okay, 2000. Yep, you want to know what?
2003, 2004.
2004, because we were doing prepaid legal.
That's right.
Long time ago, right? Yeah. And I have watched him evolve over the past 20 years. He's a member of a Divine Nine organization, beautiful wife, family. I'm just happy to know him because he's one of the people that helps me stay sharp. You know, Mr. Ennis Williams, welcome to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
Thank you to the both of you. I appreciate the warm welcome and kind words.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking it had to be 2003 because I don't even think I was Greek yet when that happened. And I
no, you
2004.
Were. No, you were. You just became.
Just became.
I moved here in 2004.
That's right, 2004. So it had to be that.
Yep,
it had to be that.
Jonathan Wellington.
That's right.
Yeah, uh-huh. You had just. Man.
Sands.
Were,
yeah.
Man. So now which organization are you part of?
The greatest.
Hey, the fraternity
Kappa
of. Yes.
Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Yes, all right. Yes, now. Okay. And then we have your partner
that's
here.
So well, nice you know, they named it twice. What? don't get me started in here.
Don't get him started. Okay, so he coughing, right? I know he got it. I know.
Allergies.
It's allergies. I'm gonna say
pollen
it's
season.
Yeah.
But so I met. So Chris, I think I met you about 2 years ago. A year ago. 2 years ago.
It's been a couple years.
Couple years now. Did not know that you guys were related. But Chris Ridgeforth, welcome to the show. I don't know a lot about you, but I'm learning. But I know we've had healthy conversations because you've been here with us before.
Yes, ma'am. I was blessed to come on the show with you and Miss Rhonda and, you know, be as nervous as I am still today.
You don't need to be nervous. It's just us.
It's just us.
It's great to be in the presence of excellence.
Yeah, you want to know what they
say it that way.
Thank you.
When you're around a couple queens that are doing great things, getting a great word out, an amazing show. It's a pleasure to be be part of.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
But I want to learn a little bit about you, a little bit about both of you guys for our listeners so that we can have a good conversation. Ennis, because both of you guys are native Las Vegans, right?
No. I'm native.
You native.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. You might as well call me native almost. I mean, you put it together. I've been here in Las Vegas now about 20 years. Left, come back. But I'm a country boy from Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia.
All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I moved here by way of the military, 12 years in the United States Navy. Met a young lady here in law that is a native Las Vegan and got two beautiful kids and it's a pleasure that to know that I have a large family out here also that I was never aware of but getting to know better also too and
that's a lot of them.
Yes, ma'am. And it's been a blessing.
Stop it.
I what I can tell you is thank you for your service first. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. So living here for 20 years, and now you are working in wealth management, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I've traveled through the corporate side with a couple of different companies, Northwestern Mutual and New York Life, moving into now a more boutique and private sector with the retirement planning or investment advisory with Applied Wealth Management.
Love it, love it. And my friend over here.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about your background because you are a UNLV graduate, correct?
That's right. That's right. UNLV graduated back in 2004, actually. That was the year that I graduated, actually. Yeah, 2004.
A lot happened.
Yeah,
see,
a lot happened.
Yeah, see,
that's right.
You didn't even know. Plant the seed. There
look,
you go.
Look at God.
Look at God.
So, you know, started off after I graduated, started off actually in the public sector working, trying to do my good works as a juvenile probation officer with the county.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
that. Did that for a while, all the while kind of in the background doing some investment things and things like that. And transitioned into real estate and investments about 12 years ago. About 12 years ago, and kind of let go of the public sector moving into the private sector because I felt like as much as I was doing inside of juvenile probation, I felt like the bureaucracy of it all was kind of handcuffing some of the good works that I could do.
Okay.
And actually the monetary piece of it and how I could be more successful, how I could contribute more, how I could give more, as well as take care of my family in a different way.
Exactly.
Offered a little bit more of an opportunity in this world, and ever since then, you know, kind of as the same as Chris, you know, I've been transitioned from, you know, the New York Life and the other kind of more known into the boutique firm Applied Wealth Management that myself and my business partner Jermaine, who was out of California, started because of the restrictions in the broker field, in the brokerage world, right, where you couldn't necessarily manage every part. You know, we deal with a lot of professional athletes, we deal with entertainers, we deal with a lot of high net worth individuals, and in some of those spaces it's hard for us to manage the entire portfolio, right? Everything. Okay. They have in real estate, if they have venture capital, if they have, you know, other areas that aren't necessarily a part of that particular firm, then we couldn't necessarily manage the book. So we decided to open up our own firm that allowed us to be more diverse in what we could do and more able to handle the clientele that we were engaging.
So it's Applied Wealth Management, correct?
Applied Wealth Management.
Applied Wealth Management. When
yes.
did you start it?
About 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
About 2.5 years ago, we started Applied Wealth Management. And it's been, you know, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. It's been fun.
Okay.
Right. You know, we our client base is diverse, vast across the country.
And it's
right?
growing.
And it's growing. Right.
It's growing.
We're in a bunch of different states right now. We're in offices in California, Vegas and Atlanta. Right.
Nice.
And looking to branch off into D.C. hopefully here soon.
Yes.
So,
you know, we like D.C.
Some, yeah, I know y'all got
you
some.
Know,
y'all
we
got
know,
some roots
you know, we
there.
Like D.C.
Y'all
you
got
know,
some roots there.
You know, we do. And we'll be
yes.
there in a couple months,
yes.
too. But anyway, I digress.
we're going in a couple months.
Yeah. Or girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Oh, you going. I ain't going.
Oh, you're not
going
to make
I'm
it.
I'm not
okay.
going to make it. No,
all right.
I'm not going to make it. I got to stay here.
Okay.
I got to stay here. I'm rooted for a minute. Because I started something that I didn't realize I was going to be as rooted in it as I had to be. It's all right, though. It's all right, though. It's going to make it fabulous because soon we're going to be traveling around the world talking about where y'all going? Lee and Rhonda, where y'all? Paris, where y'all? Switzerland.
I know that's right.
We are taping
hey,
in Africa.
Right.
Yeah,
there
we
you
are
go.
Around the world.
There you go.
We
going
are around
to Ghana.
The world.
Okay.
We're going to Ghana.
I'll be there with you.
You're going there with us. I appreciate that.
All right,
that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, I mean, being here locally, how did you even get exposed to that market to even want to do that type of company? Was it through the, I mean, just how did you get exposed?
I, even in college, right, I was taking, you know, few economy classes, doing, mm-hmm. you know, understanding, you know, investments. I would, you know, working at the county, we would, you know, even as officers back there, we'd come in there in the morning, we'd pull up Morningstar, and Morningstar is just a place where you find, you know, where you can read charts and understand investments,
okay.
what's doing good, what's doing bad.
Nice.
We'd wake up in the morning and do that. And, you know, we'd have our individual accounts and everything like that. And it was always a part of, you know, kind of my growth and you know, kind of my everyday world in terms of providing and understanding how to build and grow money.
So
right?
You read the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, I do. You know, it's so funny because they still deliver the paper, right? So
my
wife was always like, why we got all these Wall Street Journal papers? And I'm like, because this is important, right? Mm-hmm. This is where people talk about money. But I've since taken it to online so I can get it. So I can get it, just so she's not tripping with all these papers. Because I hold on to them.
No, honestly, but because they do have good articles in the Wall Street Journal, actually.
They do have
good articles in the Wall Street Journal. I used to read the Wall Street Journal.
I like the Wall Street Journal. There's a lot of good information out there. I'm always looking on, you know, different people who are giving different perspectives on the economy, what's mm-hmm. going on, how the world is moving, how, you know, real estate is doing right now, commercial and otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. How that's, you know, affected by, you know, interest rates and what the Fed is doing. All of these things are a part of happens.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you follow the Federal Reserve and the Treasury?
Yeah.
Okay. I find out
what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. Jerome be talking. You know, I'm listening.
because you have to, right?
You have
because
to.
All of these factors come into play.
Absolutely.
And then elections.
The election is key. You have to know what's going on in government, the economy, understanding what's happening, the Trump tax cuts that are, you know, sunsetting next year aware of, and what that looks like for some of our business owners and high net worth individuals. So people need to understand what these things are, especially if you're in business, because, you know, these things are going to have a tremendous impact on what your money is going to do.
What your money looks like. It does. I mean, because I know for, and I pray that they do keep the small business one, that they're able to extend that one. Because that QBI is huge, especially mm-hmm. for small business owners. Yeah. Small business owners. All right, you've been listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I am Leah Crawford.
I am Rhonda Nolan, and we are so happy that you're with us today while we talk about finance, management, and all those fun things.
Mm-hmm. You got any questions for them?
Let's
turn to Chris, because, you know, Ennis could take us through the show.
Right.
Ennis could take us through the show.
Let's talk to the shy one.
Yeah, all right, right. No, but Ennis has a wealth of information, and what I love is he synthesizes the information and makes it so that you can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's not, he doesn't make you feel bad because you don't know. He wants to educate you mm-hmm. so that you can understand how to make this thing called money. Right, we work for it, and then we give it away.
Make your money work for you.
Because guess what? Because money can get up and put on overalls every day.
It can. And if they allow me to win the Mega Millions or the Powerball,
there you go.
I will take that money, tuck it away, and live off the interest.
There you go.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. It's possible.
Keep the money working.
It's possible.
Say, it doesn't have to be just something you heard about. It can be something that's happening.
Exactly.
I'm living off the interest.
I'm living off the interest.
All the interest.
That's right.
Over and over again.
That's right.
And the interest is earning interest.
That's what we call generational wealth.
Generational wealth. That's where I'm trying to get to. The interest is earning interest. So, baby, the work I did back in 2000.
Right.
Yeah.
You are getting paid for in 3,000.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Chris, tell us about your background. Let's delve deeper.
Well, there's not much really to tell.
Yes, it is. I think you're being real.
He's such a shy guy.
Tell us about your experience in the armed forces.
The military. I was an explosive ordnance disposal technician in the
First of all, say that slower and say it again, because you said that so fast.
I'm an adrenaline junkie. I like explosives, bombs, things of that nature.
Oh, for God. Okay.
I'm working on disarming bombs on land and underwater. That's what I did in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. How long did you do that for?
Almost 12 years. Yes, ma'am.
Well, he can swim. See,
qualified Navy diver as well. Been 365 feet underwater, diving mixed gas, helium, and oxygen with a Mark 16 rig. Jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
He said perfectly good airplane.
It wasn't
going down. I'm just going to jump. Go ahead.
And I'm also a member of a military fraternity, Mu Beta Phi.
Where we
believe in a lot of our veterans, a lot of, you know, disparity with a lot of homeless veterans also. So giving back, you know, I mean, eradicate veteran and homelessness.
Right.
So
and that's huge.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a problem in the Valley.
Absolutely. There's over 200,000 homeless veterans just here in Las Vegas alone.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Just the homeless community is a lot. I mean, that's a whole nother subject. We can go down a whole nother path.
But, right.
Do a lot of volunteering there, working with those, with that, and I got involved in wealth management because of the fact that I know what it's like to have a bad advisor or bad somebody do the wrong thing.
What's a bad advisor?
Well, first off, people who, in my opinion, that they do this job for money and a sale and not actually to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to call any names, but...
You don't have to.
The reality is that when you sit down and you have a conversation, you know, I mean, you need to make sure that you're having that full conversation and explaining why the numbers have to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you find, you know, I mean, I started heavily in the life insurance space and I'm moving more so into the wealth management spot. But
mm-hmm.
in the life insurance space, people, you know, I mean, it's that thing that you get when people just pass away
mm-hmm.
and misunderstanding the uses of it. And it's an important part. I mean, every day we talk about people having signs, you see the people in the middle of the street asking for help, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's something that pennies on the dollar. So having the fact that, you know, it affected my family when I lost my father, unfortunately, to cancer. He was 47 years of age.
Wow.
The problem was we just didn't have the right number in place. My mm-hmm. mother ended up losing their retirement home. Changed their life still to today. So the idea of making sure of the importance when we work in this industry, when we sit down and having that conversation, it's not only about just the wealth management, having the conversation that we're paying attention to everything that makes sense to you. And bring that across as we, you know, work to build whatever that plan may be for you, whatever you're looking to accomplish.
Because, see, what I look at that is that the insurance is part of financial health.
Absolutely.
Insurance is part of financial health. And you really have to, like, most of us have car insurance. Well, they have cars. And you paying this person every month. So you need to call. It would be nice to call and get a phone call from them. Just, you know, and do I have the right insurance policies?
Well, last time we talked, I put a light on children's policies. We mm-hmm. talked about, you know, I mean, the use of life insurance for children. And again, I want to go back and say, make no mistake, when we talk about life insurance for a child, it's not about a death benefit.
It's not.
It's about the use of how it works mm-hmm. and what the use of it is. Me personally, I'm a fan of it for college planning, mm-hmm. as we talked about last time. This time I want to put a light on, you know, I mean, an insurance that people can't stand. It's that one that, you know, you paid every month, and every month you look at that bill and you're like, ugh, I got to pay that bill. But God forbid, if something happens, you're sure happy that you paid that bill. And it's that insurance that you're insuring your own disability insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, people don't realize that, you know, you go out and you make $100,000 a year. You never think it's going to stop, or you put the other small things in place. But what happens if you get into some type of accident and you can't go make that $100,000? Well, your job's not going to pay you. You know
I will
mean?
Insure you if you let me.
Well, if you're an
I'm
entrepreneur.
Sorry. I just said that.
You know, you
I
may
insure
be in trouble.
Everything.
Yes, if you are a one-man show, you're in trouble. So,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You need to have long-term disability insurance.
You got to insure your money.
Exactly.
You got to insure that you're that machine.
Mm-hmm.
So disability insurance is that insurance that most of us miss, most of us don't have, most of us don't pay attention to because we don't think that we need it.
Right.
But at that time when you lose that opportunity and that job is hurting, and the job hasn't provided that disability insurance, and even the job only gives you 60% of your total income.
Mm-hmm.
And today, if you look at it on a monthly basis, can you live off really 60% of your income?
Well, let me ask you this, though, because Ennis knows. Ennis, do I insure everything?
Everything.
Everything. Rhonda, if you let me insure you, I will.
I know that's right.
If you let me insure you, I will.
I know.
And I tell people, I'll pay the insurance bill probably is the first bill and then the mortgage.
Because
mm-hmm. I need to make sure that everything that we're working for is insured, because
right.
if I stop working, you know, but I'm always open to expanding, because if I don't have, I will get it. You know, if I had.
The thing about it that I think a lot of people don't understand is that, especially when it comes to building wealth, and
mm-hmm.
we're talking about generational wealth and
right.
things like that, it's one of the key components of that is making sure that, or at least explaining to customers that you can buy generational wealth through the insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big piece of what that is. A lot of times people, especially in our community, they look at it and they say, I don't want nobody doing better than what I'm doing, right? It's one of those things. It's a very bad mindset.
You want to know it, but it's dysfunctional.
It's dysfunctional.
It's dysfunctional in a way, because I look at it as if I did the work and I'm laying a foundation, if you don't do better than me, I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to haunt you.
We are supposed to set ours up. There was a conversation the other day I was listening to in regards to like nepotism, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, for some reason in our culture, nepotism is always looked at as a very bad thing.
But it's not.
It's not. It's what should be going on, right? Like, we should be setting our people up. We should be putting our people in position. We should be having the resources for us to do good. And a part of that, especially when you're talking about building wealth, is not only building the wealth, but ensuring the wealth, securing the wealth, and making sure that the wealth lasts for generations.
Yes.
And that comes with the teachings and understanding. One of my clients, you know, got a large sum of money, and one of the things that with the discussion was, should I have this conversation with my children? Absolutely. They should know exactly what's going on. They should know exactly where the money is. They should know exactly how the money is building so that they can follow along in what's going on, and they can continue the family legacy. We hold things tight, right? We tuck it tight. Big Mama said, don't tell nobody what you got, so you don't tell nobody what you got.
But that's because we're scared of the child that's going to take advantage of it and try to get to the money to use it versus leaving it where it is and making
it
grow.
But that's because of the education and information that's not given from such a young age, right? Okay. Money mm-hmm. should be taught, right? We always talk about these things aren't taught in school, but they also need to be taught at home.
At home.
Right? At
but what
home.
If I don't, but the thing about it is that being taught at home means that me as a parent has to take the responsibility of learning about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need to take on the responsibility of learning about it so that I can talk to my children about it. I give you an example. Rhonda does a banking class.
Mm-hmm.
My son has done the banking class for the past 2 years, mm-hmm. and they do an amazing job with 100 Black Men, working with young children, teaching them about banking.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 years, I had to fight with my son for him to take this class.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I didn't fight with him. Rhonda started the class. I knew about the class. I told him about the class. I said, but you have to sign up. Didn't sign up. One of his friends came over the house and said, I signed up for a banking class. I said, did you? I said, who's the person at the bottom of the email? He said, Rhonda Nolan. I said, I looked at my son. I said, did you sign up for the banking class? I think Rhonda got a text message later on that day.
He texted me, hi, it's Rhonda. Is it too late for the banking class? I was like, no, baby, it's not too late. Here's what I need you to do. Give me your email address and we'll take care of it. And so I expect to see him later on today in my class.
Right. But the thing about it is what I'm noticing too is who they're around, who mm-hmm. the children are around, what are they talking about?
That's right.
What are they talking about? And if you're a parent, you know, talking to the other parents, exposing yeah. other, because they just might not know.
That's right. That's right. It's a community effort, right?
It
to
is.
Get this to get this information out. I you know, speak with my son all the time about who you surround yourself with, the conversations right. that you're having, the circle of friends that you have, right? If you guys aren't on the same mindset of growth and understanding and always trying to lift each other up. Now, I'm not saying you can't go have fun and you
right.
can't do
but
things.
But you can
that,
have fun.
You can do that. But it's also, it's way more fun when you can afford it.
Well, the other thing yeah. that, because me and Rhonda joke all the time, we was like, we need to be around women that are progressive and moving forward. Because when we say that we're going to take the trip,
mm-hmm. yeah.
We going. And yeah. we don't want, Lerone to say, I don't want to go with nobody that's going to be mad about a $20 Coke. I was like, you're right. For real.
Yeah, boy, traveling with broke people is not fun.
No, we don't.
We don't do that.
We don't. But what I do love is that we will help you
mm-hmm.
if you want to do something different. Just by being around us, you'll be exposed to different things.
That's right.
And the exposure, you have to take advantage of it. We can take you to the water, but I can't make you drink it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Take you there, but I can't make you drink it. All right. You've been listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I'm Leah Crawford.
I'm Rhonda Nolan. And we have learned a lot today. And that's what I like about this show is that we bring on entrepreneurs and we learn something new every week.
Applied wealth management.
We're applying. This wealth information.
The application of the wealth management in your everyday
right.
life. We're going to have the conversations.
Right. Absolutely.
So if I was a client coming in,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the questions that you might ask me?
Well, some of the questions that we may ask you are, you know, what is your savings plan, right? Do you have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Is it regimented and disciplined, or is it just whatever's left over? I'm gonna figure it out at the end of the month, right?
Okay.
Is it systematic in what you do,
okay.
right? Is your savings account necessarily tied to your checking account, right? Because
okay.
we often notice that if those two things are hand in hand, your savings ain't really saving, right? You just say, oh, I can move that money real quick, and I get it back, right? There has to be systems in place that allow you, that just make it a little bit more difficult to get that money into the checking account to be spent, you know, right away.
So what would your recommendation be? So if you were to start, first of all, you had to have a discipline.
Savings is the most important piece, right? Because your savings percentage is a lot of times more important than your investment return percentage, okay. right? Because nothing happens without the savings, right? If you can't save at the proper percentage rate, which national statistics say should be about 20-30%, right? That's what it is. Most people spend about 95% of their money.
I was getting ready to say 95 plus 20 is one. Yep. I was getting ready to say 90. Math ain't mathing. Math don't math.
They over the top.
Listen,
the
math don't most math. People, lifestyle is the most important part, right? They 95%, they say 5. Well, if you're trying to retire, and
you're going
to
be working forever.
You're going to be working forever. The math doesn't math.
Math
is not math.
The 95 plus 30 is 125.
Yeah. So you have to have a proper savings plan in order to make sure that you're able to wealth plan in the proper way, right? We want to make sure that it's organized and structured. We want to make sure that we're looking at your taxes, right? We want to make sure, you know, a lot of our clients, especially in the higher net worth space, right? Entrepreneurs and otherwise, taxes are important, right? They're a huge piece of what that is. And we want to make sure that we're planning properly so that in retirement, the buckets make sense, right? The money that we're pulling from is tax efficient, right? Tax efficiency is very key to what it is that we do because of, like we said, all of these rules, laws, things that are changing, coming into place, making sure that money is the right way and making sure that we don't have all of our
because
money
now you're
tax
not talking
deferred.
About, and, right, because you're not talking about wage earners now. Now you're talking about capital gains.
We're talking about
real estate investments.
That's right.
So we're taking the forms and we're doing different things. When we're buying stuff that enable us to get credit. So
that's
we're making better decisions.
Making better decisions.
Because we had the information. Got it.
Most people in this world are only looking at 401k. Right,
and it's so much. Being entrepreneurs, 401k is not. That's not it. You got to do something different and having a discipline.
Right.
How can I get in touch with you?
Yes, so you can reach us at appliedwealthmanagement.com, right, or appliedwealthmgt.com is what it is. Phone number 702-278-1899. Email address Ennis Williams. That's Ennis Williams at appliedwealthmgt.com.
Okay, so I want to tell y'all, he just gave y'all his personal. That's his cell phone number because I know it by heart. Yeah. That's his cell phone number. So 702-278-1899. 702-278-1899. And the reason why I know it by heart because I got it 20 years ago.
That's right. I've had it ever since then.
Got it. You've had this number for a very long time, but. I want to tell you guys thank you. Thank you for having a good conversation with us about money. And I need to bring you back.
This can get deep.
This is podcast. Yeah. This is podcast over and over again, a real lesson. Have you ever thought about doing a master class on this?
You know what? We have. We've discussed it. We've thought about it. And it's I'll say it's coming.
It's coming. Okay.
It's coming.
And can I be a guest on there talking
about
taxes?
Yeah. Okay. And also, I want to say congratulations
to you,
Miss CPA.
Thank you.
You know, I know the journey. We've spoken. I understand what it is. I want to say congratulations. I looked at your card and I was like, that's CPA.
CPA.
All them letters.
Can't pass again. Cannot pass it again. How about that? But we'll do the work to maintain
it. That's right.
We'll do the work to maintain it.
Well, thank you so much, Ennis and Chris, for joining us today for the Let's Talk with Lee and Rhonda show. Our time is about up.
Our time is up, Rhonda. And until next week, y'all, we're going to get that political conversation going on in here. And we're going to have a good time talking about it because the election season is here.
It's here.
And what they say, this is the most important election of your lifetime.
It really is.
It really is.
Thanks so much, Las Vegas, for listening to us. And we'll see you next Saturday. Bye.
Peace and blessings.